If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today, of course, is Wednesday of the first week of Advent. We're in the middle of the week, and we've got an interesting Advent this year. Advent, the fourth week of Advent, is always interesting because last year it was an entire week, and usually it's not. It can be anywhere from 1 to 7 days, and this year it's more focused on the one. It's actually about 24 hours, because the entire fourth week of Advent is one Sunday, because Christmas and New Year's fall on a Monday. So the entire fourth week of Advent is one 24-hour period, which is the fourth Sunday of Advent. And that happens every so often. Next year, it'll be Wednesday. So the fourth Sunday for the fourth week of Advent will be a half a week. So we really only have 3 weeks of Advent this year. And remember, we're always looking forward to preparing ourselves in Christmas for encountering the Lord. And what I talked about is one of the things you can do is don't be just focused on building your prayer life. Oh, that's important, but you can build your prayer life to the point that you are very good in prayer and you're intensely naive, you know, because you don't understand how the real world works. And so maybe expand your positions and to experience something also to get a bigger picture of the world so you can bring the gospel to the world. And people may be fascinated. Oh, you read so-and-so? Or, you know, I mentioned The Shining by Stephen King yesterday, which I loved. But maybe something else that you may maybe read or check out or something that can help you really develop a good sense of the world around you, also in a good way. So like stretching out your comfort zone, for example, you may want to check that, you know, maybe you go someplace. Well, I'll give you a good example. This was something that was on, I don't know the exact channel at the time, it was something that was on YouTube. And it was someplace where someone went to a Mexican restaurant. This is true. People do these things. This is why you want to be able to get out in the real world. Went to a Mexican restaurant and complained that all the people in the restaurant were Mexican, and they were dead serious. They weren't being funny. They were dead serious. They were like, you know why? They're all speaking this Spanish. Well, you're in a Mexican restaurant. Now, you got to understand that. What does that mean? That means he's never been to a Mexican restaurant before. And this guy pulls him aside to calm him down, and he says, hello, you're in a Mexican restaurant, and guess what? At a Mexican restaurant, if everyone is Mexican, the food is more authentic. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the guy actually said when he heard that. But you see that. Well, you know, that tells you that someone had never been to an authentic Mexican restaurant and where there were actually people from Mexico who worked in the restaurant. Fascinating thing. You know, speaking of that, maybe experience more things going on in the world around you and bring that back into your prayer. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of the reverse. Experience this. Maybe you're just saying, you know, it's Advent. Maybe it's time for me to start going to church. And you go back to church. And now the question is, you understand more of the secular things. Now you want to build maybe the religious concept. So build a good spiritual reading library, in a sense. So, for example, just so you know, the very first when I came back to the church, and I was in the Navy at the time, I think the very first real spiritual book I ever read, and it was fascinating. And I think that maybe the Holy Spirit led me to this, because it's not one of those books you just go pick up, which gives me another idea I'll talk about on the other side of the break, was Thomas Merton's New Seeds of Contemplation, which I'd highly recommend to you, especially if you're just coming back to the church. Go check out Thomas Merton's New Seeds of Contemplation, and you'll probably love everything written by Thomas Merton. Some people like Thomas Merton, some people don't, but again, kind of stretch yourself in trying to get an understanding what's out there and check that out. Now, I'm going to give you a recommendation for a bookstore, by the way. You can see I'm into spiritual reading and other kinds of reading. A bookstore on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. Hey, I got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come to attend a Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, then you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass every Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home, well, you'd like to give St. Anthony's a little test drive, so to speak, you have a standing invitation to that Mass. And you know, there's a misconception about Catholic churches only wanting your money. You'll hear people say that. But I'm demonstrating to you the exact opposite. When the collection basket comes around, all you have to do is write the word radio on a piece of paper that you may find before you come to church and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, just so you know. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to attend a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and we're talking about that experience of maybe that you're coming back to church and you're looking for something. You've done a lot of experiencing the world, but now you realize, hey, you know, there's more to life than all that. And you want to come to experience what the church has to offer. And I'm telling you about different ideas to bring you into that sense. And I talked to you about Thomas Merton's New Seeds of Contemplation, which I'd highly recommend to you. Now, Thomas Merton was what is known as a Cistercian monk, also known as a Trappist monk. They're the same name, same order, Cistercian or Trappist monk. And we happen to have an order of male Cistercians in Spencer, Massachusetts, and female Cistercians, Trappistines, in Wrentham, Massachusetts. So you've got these two monasteries there, and I haven't been to the one in Wrentham, but the one in Spencer, which I'm sure the one in Wrentham has too, has a great bookstore, which also, they also sell their candy, which is made at the Trappistine order in Wrentham, and jam and jellies, which you can buy at your local supermarket. You can also find the Trappistine candy at your local supermarket. But Trappist jelly and jams, you can find them at this bookstore and your local book supermarket. And they're made by the respective orders. But there's a great bookstore there, too. And so that might be a great place to check out some reading, some spiritual reading. And one of the other things to look at is maybe experiencing evening prayer or what is known as the office, the liturgy of the hours, which are usually sung in the monasteries. And there were so many monasteries in the Massachusetts area. You can go to any one of those and experience how they celebrate the liturgy of the hours, including Spencer. I'm sure it goes on in Wrentham. I've never been to Wrentham. There is a monastery in Petersham, Massachusetts, right up Route 32, Sacred Heart Monastery, that it's one of the two, as I understand, unless there have been others added over time, one of the two in the world that is male and female. It's actually two monasteries in one, and the chapel is in between the two. The sisters, the nuns, live on one in one monastery to the left, and the priests live in a, and brothers live in a monastery to the right. And for liturgy and hour, the hours, they come together. And of course, then you have the male and female voices singing the liturgy of the hours. And these are things to maybe go out and experience. Maybe if you're going to experience lights or some Christmas celebration, which there's tons of those going on in Massachusetts as well, in the process, make a stop at one of these monasteries. There's Glastonbury in Hingham that has it, and that's right there, right on Route 228. You cross Route 3A and keep going down 228, and you'll see it on your left side, maybe a few blocks in. But we have plenty of monasteries. There's one out in Route on Riverdale Street, right in West Springfield. I think those are Dominican sisters, and that's a fascinating place. So what I'm encouraging you to do is go out and experience new things during Advent. If you're not, if you're coming back to church, experiencing new things in the church, and if you've experienced a lot in the church, experience new things that bring you to a whole new experience of life in general in your local society. Like, go to a Mexican restaurant if you've never been to one before. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.